Welcome to Financial Services Online's daily Financial Services News Wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estratore. Today, October 15th, 2025, we're dissecting matters from around the industry that have caught our attention. First, we shed light on a recent court ruling where Allianz Australia Insurance and AWP Australia were slapped with a whopping $16.8 million fine for misleading consumers about travel insurance coverage from 2016 to 2018. The verdict by the Supreme Court of New South Wales arose after these entities failed to disclose vital sublimits and exclusions, leading their customers up the garden path. In response to this, ASIC Deputy Chair Sarah Court emphasizes the crucial need for crystal clear communication in insurance offerings. The message to travelers: know your policies through and through, and leverage resources such as those provided by ASIC or trusted brokers to avoid being caught off guard. Next, we venture into the trend of increased travel to Bali by Australians and the corresponding hike in insurance claims. The 2022-23 summer season saw a remarkable 43% surge in travel insurance policies, which led to a half increase in insurance claims. Southern Cross Travel Insurance found that these now account for 16% of all their claims for last year. Travelers have been urged to exercise caution, especially regarding local activities, and to secure comprehensive coverage to prevent unexpected costs potentially running into tens of thousands of dollars. In a related vein, a little bit of advice to our adventurous travelers making a beeline to these exotic destinations: be aware of the hidden exclusions in your travel policy. Legal wunderkind Peter Carter from Carter Kapner Law underscores the importance of looking for high-risk activity exclusions often buried in the fine print of your policy. Before you jet ski or ride that motorbike, make sure your fun is covered by the policy, or you might be left in the lurch. Shifting gears to real estate, we have news emerging about the strategic partnership between Aon and the Real Estate Institute of South Australia, RISA. The goal? To furnish superior insurance and risk advisory services for agents, agency owners, and property managers alike, particularly during the property market's downturn. Kane Cook, RISA Interim CEO, highlighted the importance of reducing uncertainties among its members, and this alliance might be the answer. And on that note, we wrap up today's update. I'm Paige Estratore, bringing you news that can impact your wallet. Visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more insights and updates. Stay informed and ensure your financial decisions are well-educated ones. Until next time.